The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
The rush to switch mortgage providers due to rising interest rates has created a big backlog, and it's now taking up to 4 months to complete a mortgage switch. But what impact is that delay having on customers? Well, Carl Dieter, CEO of OnlineApplication.com, is on the line. Carl, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Pat.
Now, first of all, you might switch within your own provider, or you might go to a different provider depending on what's on offer. But have you detected in your business a big rush to move to fixed from variable?
Yeah, so basically, we had great rates in Ireland for a long time. We still have great rates in Ireland, but with rates rising, people are suddenly saying, wow, I actually have to do something, and they're all running for the same exit at the same time, and that is causing delays. The thing that I would say is good, though, and there is some good news out there, like our rates are lower than mortgage rates in Germany at the moment, for instance. A lot of people don't know that. There are still plenty of rates below 2% with several lenders if you have a good energy rating on your house. And a lot of people who are remortgaging might have that. There's even rates close to 2% without a rating, an energy rating restriction. So I guess the thing that people need to understand is, depending on the lender that you go to, you might experience delays. Depending on the way that you go to that lender, you might experience delays. So if you go direct into a lender instead of through a broker, you know, you might just be stuck in a big queue. Brokers know ways to get people kind of ahead, or who's doing the best time delivery on lending at any given time too. So I think the big message here is to make sure that you get impartial advice.
Now, the question of switching within the lender's portfolio of offerings, is that quicker than moving to a different lender?
Of course it is. You don't have to do anything. You just sign your name on a letter and send it back. So, like, that is the quickest way. The issue, though, and I suppose this is why people look to go elsewhere, is that when you are with a lender, they don't really reward loyalty. So existing business rates, in other words, the rates that you might get for already being a customer, aren't always as good as the new business rates, or perhaps as the competitor's rates. And that's why people sometimes make the decision to move, or some lenders will give you a cash lump. And so that entices people to do that. So there's a host of reasons for why people wouldn't stay with their own lender. But definitely the fastest is just to stay with whoever your loan is with. Ask them, can you move on to a fixed rate? They'll give you the choices, and then compare those choices against the choices in the market, and you can decide for yourself what's the best choice. The only thing is, if you do get caught up in one of these delays, which are happening sporadically throughout the system, your loan rate will be whatever the rate is on the day you draw down. So, you know, if Christine Lagarde says rates went up and those rates get passed on, then you'll get the higher rate. You won't necessarily get the one that you got the day.
So it's not the day you apply, it's the day it's drawn down.
Exactly. But, you know, if you're concerned, for instance, though, you can get a pretty decent approval in principle in 5 minutes from the likes of Avant Money in an online system that they have on their site. You know, and so you can really quickly get the answers that you need. But then again, you've got to think about then, what do I do next? What channel do I go through? Where do I find out how to get to the end result the fastest? And you need a broker who does digital work. I mean, there's loads of companies out there, Affinity Advisors, Park Financial, Frank Lenny, Sherry Fitzgerald. They all have these great rapid digital solutions that will bring people through the system fast. So you just need to contact one of the companies in that space.
Now, what is the cost of changing? First of all, if you go to a broker, does the broker get paid by the lender ultimately, or does the customer pay the broker?
They all work in different ways. So banks do pay brokers. Some brokers charge a fee to open a case for you. Others don't. You know, you need to do your own research on that. Like I said, there was a host of companies I just mentioned. The biggest fee you're going to face, though, most likely, is actually your legal costs, because there is a thing called a conveyance, which is the legal process of basically moving property from one ownership into another, and indeed moving the deeds basically from one bank to another if you refinance elsewhere. So you've got to think about that as well. So if you saw, for instance, Pat, you're with Bank X, and they say, look, we'll give you a rate, and it's maybe not as good as if you went and switched. You need someone who can help you do the calculation to show, you know, when you factor in like €1,000 legal fees, when you factor in, you know, the time, the effort, the hassle, are you actually going to be better off? Because really what you're doing is you're trying to make an estimation of what will my cost be if I stay? How much better off am I if I go? And if those two sums don't add up, then you're better off doing nothing.
Now, what about penalties for breaking out of a mortgage earlier than you committed to?
Yeah, so it's one of the times where the central bank actually lets lenders penalize customers, that if you break a fixed rate, there can be a penalty. To find out what that cost is, you just need to get in touch with your lender and say you want a break fee estimate. Usually in your loan offer, they show how they do those, but most people don't know how to do it. It's actually quite simple. I mean, you probably can, but the easiest way is just to contact their customer support and say I'd like a break fee estimate, and they'll tell you what that break fee is too.
Now, how sensitive is the mortgage rate to movements in international banking rates? For example, you mentioned Christine Lagarde, but the Fed upped the interest rate in America by almost 1%, by 0.75%, and they're going to keep doing that until they get inflation under control. Do mortgage rates respond quickly to that, or is there a time lag because your mortgage is not about today or tomorrow, it's about 20, 25 or 30 years?
Yeah, it depends on a couple of things. So Jerome Powell, who's running the Fed in the USA, he did at the third what's known as a jumbo hike, in other words, greater than 0.5%, up 75 basis points. Their reference rate is somewhere between 3 and 3.25%. The Americans are increasing very aggressively. In Europe, they're not doing it that aggressively. We've got so many problems going on between the currency, Ukraine, et cetera. They're trying to play it a bit more carefully. So does that feed directly into mortgage rates? Well, depending on the lender, yes. At the moment, it hasn't really fed into Irish rates. So like I said, Irish rates have actually, while rates were rising, have still been falling. And that's why you have this imbalance where German mortgage rates are more expensive than Irish mortgage rates. Will that eventually come about? I would certainly say yes, it would. But it has a lot to do with how the lender themselves are funded. So because Irish banks, you know, have pretty good deposit basis to work off, they can actually kind of not pass on those rates straight away. Whereas the lenders who were feeding off market rates, some of them, such as ICS, have effectively said that we can't really lend. They've made very restrictive moves in their lending conditions, and that's deeply troubling. The other thing is as well, though, is people need to think it's not like Irish lenders are these, like, you know, lovely altruistic organizations. There's a lot of new lenders looking at coming into this market. So if the Irish lenders hold the line, it's actually a defensive move for them against other entrants coming in. So there's a lot at play. But suffice to say, if rates go up, yeah, they will feed through.
That's interesting. You're saying that they're keeping their rates down. I mean, it's not that they're making a loss on them. They're always making a profit. But they're keeping them down to make it less attractive for other lenders to come in and compete with them.
Look, I can't say absolutely on record that's their motivation. It is just one of the strange happenstance byproducts of the rates not going up. And, you know, I'm not convinced that there's not elements at play there that would benefit them in that sense.
I'll throw some of the comments coming in. Change mortgage provider quickly? That's laughable. I'm in the process of swapping mortgages and it's taking nearly 6 months. I started the process in February. That's a ridiculous length of time. That's from Matt in Virginia. I take it as a fixed rate mortgage holder, my rate does not change. Still, should I look to switch in some way? That's a question, Carl. You know, the rates are only going one way, whether they're fixed or not. They're going up. So if you've got a rate, it might well be the best on offer.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to remember as well, though, like a lot of Europe is completely teetering on recession. You know, if those things go ahead, inflation or otherwise, I think it's going to be very hard to keep pushing rates up. So rates don't go like in an upward cycle and then go up and never go up. In fact, there's a tendency for rate cycles to never reach the previous peak. So the last time we saw a rate hike was about 15 years ago. Trichet pushed it up to 4.25%. Everyone went into recession. We came down, you know, spent a lot of time around zero. Are they going to go up to 4.25%? It's just not likely. You know, yeah. I don't see any kind of Paul Volcker, like the guy who headed up the Fed under Reagan. He turned around and turned rates into 20% overnight. Everybody was just aghast. But he brought the inflationary issues under control straight away. But you can't really do that in Europe, unfortunately. Yeah. So, you know, again, like, don't lose your mind. Just because you hear some bad news doesn't mean the news is actually bad. There are still rates below 2% that lots of people can obtain. There's rates around 2% that even if you don't have a high energy rating, that you can reach. I mean, you know, permanent TSB is close to 2%, and they're turning mortgages around very fast. So if someone's been in the queue for 6 months and you're not getting a loan at 2%, maybe you should look elsewhere. And I hope that that's not a case that you're going through a broker, because the broker market is definitely finding the fastest route through, when banks can't.
Okay, a couple of things. Perfect Storm says, one texter, thousands trying to switch mortgages while tens of thousands are having to switch banks because of the departure of Ulster and so on. And a number of people asking, is it still worth keeping a tracker?
Yeah, well, like, mortgage rate rises don't last forever. And the good thing about trackers, I guess, to an extent, is they're always fairly reflective of the wider economy. So, you know, they become very affordable when things are bad. They become less affordable when you have lots of inflation or economies are booming. But if you move off your tracker, you're not going to get it back. And that, again, is one of those calculations that you need to get some solid financial advice. Mm-hmm. So, you know, right now, today, trackers might not be looking that attractive. But if you've got, you know, still say up to 20 years left, and there's still people who have 20 years left on tracker mortgages, and you're just taking a view of, I'm going to, you know, get out of the way of where rates are now because, you know, I can lock in at 2% for 4 years, you might be saying for the following 15, why did I do that? So just make sure you get the advice. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm not saying it's a good idea. Just get the advice.
All right. There's a final one here about my own lender insisting that we must have our house revalued in order to switch to a fixed option. That's from David Blanchardstown. I mean, the house revalued, there's only one way in the last couple of years that house prices have gone, and that's up. So if you're just borrowing the same amount of money, that seems like a ridiculous demand from the lender.
Yeah, well, when it's texted like that, yeah, it does. But they might be right on the cusp of getting some superb rate if they're, say, less than 50% or 60%. And, you know, by looking at a desktop valuation, the lender might be saying, look, that doesn't make sense to us. Let's just make sure, get a valuer out there, because they have rules they have to stick to. So, I mean, that's something important too.
All right. Carl, thank you very much for joining us. Carl Dieter, CEO of onlineapplication.com.